Does guilt close in when you realize you have to throw away leftovers? Well, now there's an app for that. With 40% of our food ending up in the trash, this app could have a future. It's called Leftovers Swap. Jennifer Russell caught up with the Leftovers Swap co-founder, Dan Newman.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
So you've come up with this Leftovers Swap app. What is it, and how does it work?
So Leftovers Swap, it's like Craigslist for your leftovers. Pretty much, if you have extra food, you can put it on our application, and someone can come pick it up.
Okay. How did you come up with this idea? There has to be a story.
Yes. So it was actually born 3 years ago. I was visiting my old college roommate out in Seattle, and Seattle is such a great food city. And that's the problem we had at one point. We ordered way too much pizza, and my friend's fridge was completely full, so we had no place to put it, and it was just going to go to waste. And we thought how great of an idea it would be to broadcast that we had this extra pizza available.
I love it. And you touch on some important issues around this app.
Definitely. There's food waste, there's hunger, there's obesity, there's community. We waste 40% of the food that is created in the U.S., and 15% of Americans don't have enough food for adequate lifestyle. And, you know, 70% of us are obese. And I think the stat that is most troubling to me is 25% of us don't know our neighbor's names. Not one neighbor, which is incredible to me.
Hmm. So I'm sure that you have a variety of responses, and I would imagine that there are a lot of people that are sort of icked out by the concept.
So of course.
Tell me, what's the reaction been like? What have you heard?
So it has been very divisive. There are people who absolutely are ecstatic about it, and those will definitely be our cheerleaders in the community to help grow the network that we need to make this successful. And there are also people who it's not going to be for. They're going to stay as far away from it as possible. However, I think there are a lot of people in the middle ground who, at first, when they think of leftovers, they automatically associate that with something that they've left in the fridge for 2 weeks and think that that's what they're going to be giving other people or taking from other people. But when those people start to think about it for more than that immediate reaction, I think they get a sense of what else could actually be shared through this. For example, if you have extra tomatoes from your home garden, or you've gone on a big shopping trip to Costco and can't possibly use all 30 pounds of potatoes that you bought, there really is no limit to where it can be taken.
That's cool. So how does it work? Are there any rules?
So when you have extra food that you'd like to give away or perhaps trade, you take a picture of it, and that'll drop a pin on a map, and pretty much you wait for someone to contact you through the application. And on the other side, if you're looking for some extra food, you go to this map, and you can look through all the different pins that are placed and contact the person.
Ah, all right. So how far-reaching will this app be?
So the first version will be for iPhones, and that's anywhere the English App Store is available, which is obviously a large portion of the world. And it's actually incredible the response that we've gotten from outside the U.S. as well. It's been very much discussed in Britain and Europe and Canada and South Africa. So it has legs globally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good timing. It's a really interesting movement, I think.
Yes, very good timing.
Dan, thanks for your time. We'll be following along.
Thank you very much.
Dan Newman is co-founder of Leftover Swap. Leftover Swap, by the way, is up and running, and Dan tells us that the first swap was in New York for a bag of pop chips. And coincidentally, this was followed by the second confirmed swap in San Francisco, also for a bag of pop chips.